Now the bacon that you buy has not got it.
No, right. That's like.
Well, I've always you let it stay on there.
Do you still do that?
Well, we don't kill hogs anymore.
No. Well, do you take one to the slaughter? Buy it from the slaughter?
No, but when I buy what we call white side meat, you know, in town, it's got the skin or rind on it right on. That so has your hams and your shoulders.
Yeah, you know, the hams and shoulders, I've seen that in the, in the supermarket.
Yeah,
but I haven't seen the bacon, you know, that
they take that off before they slice it so thin, you know.
Because
you can't slice it so thin with that skin on there.
So, you know, the kind of meat that comes in the little links, you know, you call that a...
That's your sausage.
Sausage links. Mm-hmm. You know, when we had breakfast this morning in town, and I got eggs and sausage links, but it was a different type of link that I'm used to eating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the ones, you're back in Atlanta, you know those little bitty links that are like brown in color, like the Hormel sausage links? But here they have, they're big pieces of sausage that they have the links, and you know, like, it has, I guess, a more spicy taste to it.
Very good.
Well, now, I buy the small. I buy mine for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
I like mine for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And so I buy the small links. They're not much longer than my finger.
Yeah.
At the supermarket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the kind I'm used to eating, where they serve something different, which is very good also.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
And
you used to smoke those sausages, too.
Oh.
You done it with hickory wood. Oak wood or hickory is the same thing.
How'd you smoke them?
Well, you got you an old tub or something, you know,
mm-hmm.
and put dirt in it, built your a fire under that meat,
mm-hmm.
and you put in that smokehouse. And but you didn't let that flame come up. You just kept a you got green wood, and you just had a smoke. And you'd go by people's house and you could just see the smoke coming out of all of, you know, the doors.
Yeah, I would have thought the place was on fire.
Yeah.
You know, I'd come by.
No, yeah, you would now.
Yeah.
They quit all that. Everybody goes to town.
My goodness.
And has their own hogs killed. Mm-hmm. Of course, we quit growing them when we went to work for the state. We quit growing them.
If the meat has been kept too long, you'd say the meat has done what?
Got rats.
Mm-hmm.
Sure will.
And then you can't eat it after that, no?
No, it's not good.
Well,
it wouldn't kill you to eat
it. Wouldn't?
No, it wouldn't hurt you. You
won't. Even pork?
No, it wouldn't hurt you.
Oh. Is there an ugly taste to it or something?
It just, the way it just tastes like anything that's just rats, you know. As far as it being,
Is rats the same thing as being spoiled?
No,
it's not?
No, spoiled food. No, if you can stand to eat it, and it got rain. And it will, if you keep it on too, way up in the summer lots of times, it get that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen my mom, especially around the edges, it does that quicker than anywhere else.
How can you tell?
It turns yellowish looking. And then, of course, you can cut you off a piece and smell it, you know, if you don't know what you're looking for.
Yeah.
And I've seen her trim it, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then the other would be all right.
Well, then if it's spoiled, does it turn what? It's still like yellow, but it just smells really bad or something?
Well, if it's spoiled, you can smell it.
Yeah.
It's not.
It's just not good.
Can't
eat that at all.
No, and we've had meat to spoil. You know, maybe it would turn hot before you cook it good. No, that's just not good. But you could stand the rats if you if you wanted to eat it.
Yeah, like after you butcher the hog, what do you do with the meat that comes from the head?
Well, they always just cut the head off, and then they split it wide open, which left